I was shocked, frankly, at his whole persona throughout it. First of all, the Garda force is not his force, it's the people's force. The vast majority of members of Garda Síochána are not under question. There are only some senior Gardaí that are under question in relation to their termination of penalty points, and particularly his phrase about the disgusting word when he referred to the actions of the whistleblowers. I think that he's really going to have to reflect on where he goes from here in relation to this matter.
Was the impression given that he was more concerned that senior Gardaí might go to the PAC than he was about the fact that senior Gardaí might wipe penalty points for prominent people?
Well, that certainly came across to me. I think it was an abysmal performance by him yesterday. I think that the reality is this, is that the Comptroller and Auditor General, which is the auditor of, you know, all public accounts on behalf of the taxpayer, has revealed that 1 in 5 motorists who are facing road traffic offences get off. Half of all summonses, for road traffic offences weren't even served. This is a major failing in the system. And, you know, pretty much that report has vindicated the two Garda whistleblowers who, you know, are very, very brave people because they stood up against a system that was wrong. And, you know, to be clear, this is only some senior Gardaí. The vast majority of members of Garda Síochána have been doing their job. So let's deal with the bad eggs and let's change the system.
You've taken grave exception, as you've said, at the use of the word disgusting by the commissioner. Do you believe that the internal systems the commissioner referenced are working, or is this a case that the two whistleblowers had no other choice?
Well, the two Garda whistleblowers, and I have had extensive conversations with one of them, they did report this within the confidential recipient process internally. They felt they were being stonewalled on a major issue, and they then brought it to the Comptroller and Auditor General. They brought it to the Chief Executive of the Road Safety Authority, and then they went to members of the Oireachtas. They're legally entitled under Section 62 of the Garda Síochána Act to do all of those things. So, you know, they've acted in the public interest very, very clearly. And one of them has now left the force. The other one is on the verge of leaving the force, as far as I can see. And that is a terrible indictment when we've been asking for people in the public and private sector, if they see wrongdoing, to come forward. Indeed, we might have had the financial catastrophe that we had if people within the banking and financial sectors had have blown that whistle too.